Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack and Jared with you. We have a terrific guest, really a guy kind of living the dream in a lot of ways. His name is Marcus McCammon. He is president of Karma Automotive. And Marcus, number one, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
No, it's my honor. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate your time.
Well, why I say you're living the dream is I think, you know, as you were a young man, maybe even a teenager, you thought about running a car company. And now, darn it, you're doing it. I mean, that's a pretty amazing thing in and of itself. Tell us a bit about your background and how that came to happen.
Yeah, so I'm actually a mechanical engineer by training. When I was in school, I always had a passion for transport. It was aerospace first, then automotive. And when it came time for me to pick a career, I said, you know, I interviewed for jobs in Detroit. Well, you know, so if you're going to be in the auto business, you got to go to Detroit and learn the business. When I interviewed for my role ultimately at Chrysler, the interviewer said, "So, you know, what's your 5-year plan?" Right, the classic kind of '90s interview question. And I said, "Well, I'm going to come there. I'm going to design a car. I'm going to learn the business to get my name in the press, and then I'm going to run my own car company." And he laughed. and it's funny because, like, in retrospect, I listen to myself talk and I laugh at myself, right? But, you know,
he laughed, but he hired you, right? I mean, so that's great.
Yeah, he did. He did hire me.
Yeah.
He did hire me. And I had a good run at Chrysler. But, you know, almost 30 years later, now here I am. So, yeah, it's a pretty awesome dream.
Well, give our listeners, they probably heard Karma before.
Yes.
And Karma Automotive. We probably talked about it on the show. I mean, the show's been on 30 years, so we certainly talked about Karma. And I was there when Heinrich Fisker introduced Karma and press conference, among other things, way back in the day. But give our listeners a little bit of a short course on Karma, where it was and how it came to be and where it is now.
No, absolutely. So Karma was founded in 2014 after the acquisition of the assets of what was then Fisker Automotive. So the investor group came in, and after Fisker went bankrupt, they bought the assets and then and recapitalized the business and rebranded the name of the company to Karma. Karma was the name of Fisker's original sedan, and the investors liked the name. They thought that it had a strong meaning, and it was kind of in line with the reason why they were buying the company in the first place. The gentleman who bought the company, our chairman, Chairman Liu, the founder of Wansheng Group, was a Chinese entrepreneur, early purveyor of globalization and industrialization, had built a private enterprise up from nothing into a multi-billion dollar enterprise. And his goal before he passed was that he wanted to put clean energy vehicles and technologies into the market to help make the world a better place. So the name was really fitting. So the company's operated as Karma since then. So we're next year will be our 10th year anniversary in the market. But you know, the company has not really had a chance to really live up to its potential yet. And I think that's why, at least that's what they told me when they hired me. My job is to try and make sure we see that potential.
And when did you come to the company, Marcus?
I joined the company in March of 2023, at the end of March. Prior to that, I was the global managing director for Ricardo Engineering. So, and I know, Jack, I know you know Ricardo, but, you know, a lot of times people don't. Ricardo is a engineering services company that's been in the automotive industry for 107 years. It was founded in automotive. And, you know, I always like to tell people my fun story was we actually sold IP to Henry Ford, you know, way back in the day when he was building the Model T. So it's a very, very well-established company. But, you know, I was running the automotive and industrial engineering business globally. But when this opportunity came, I couldn't pass it up.
So you're with Chinese investment, I guess, but you're kind of essentially an American company, right? You're based in Irvine,
yes.
California. You do manufacturing fairly nearby in Moreno Valley,
right.
I think, California.
That's exactly right.
So talk a little bit about that, about how this is an American company doing essentially supercars and pretty amazing vehicles.
That's right. Yes, we have a Chinese investor. I always tell people there's investors in all manner of vehicle companies from all over the world. So that doesn't really matter. I think what really matters is I've got an automotive engineering team in Irvine, California. All of our vehicles are designed and engineered in Irvine. We have a global supply chain, just like any other automaker. Most of our suppliers are from here in the U.S., many of them from Detroit. We manufacture our vehicles about an hour away from our facility, an hour east of us in Moreno Valley, and where we have a 500,000 square foot assembly plant, modern facility, really designed for low volume. So our whole business model is we want to be America's exotic, right? So, you know, Aston Martin, McLaren, Ferrari, Bentley, every time that you think about the ultimate of driving or the highest profile of driving that you can imagine, you think about a European car. But, you know, when you think about innovation and wealth creation and, you know, business and entrepreneurship, you think about the U.S. So we think it's only logical that there's a U.S. company that embodies this, that spirit of leadership and growth. And we intend to be that company.
Yeah. And one step in that, I think, is the vehicle you recently introduced. I think you introduced a model that's going to come to market maybe in a bit of time, but you can tell us about that.
Yes.
Tell us what your most recent announcement was and all of that.
Yeah, so our most recent announcement we did in November at the Las Vegas Concours. The car is called the Kaveya. So the Kaveya is a two-door super coupe. The version that we debuted is an all-wheel drive, 1,100 horsepower, two-seater coupe. Very, very low slung, very long dash to axle. So it's got very classic supercar proportions. And we really see that as our North Star. So that car is intended to show the image of where Karma's going and really define our new design language. So the idea is that we will embrace kind of tech. And, you know, the tech industry in Southern California, the whole knows is known around the world. So the embodiment of that, but in with beautiful, really artistic, timeless automotive design. That's really what we're looking to do. And then behind the Kaveya, we will have an all electric sedan called the Jacera, and then the reintroduction of our original sedan, the Rivero.
Okay, so a pretty, you know, somewhat broad product line for a fairly young company.
In the space.
What do you think are some with the Kaveya? What do you think are some of the key features of that vehicle that set it apart from others out there?
Well, the first one for the Kaveya, I mean, you got to talk about power, right? So it's an all electric vehicle, four motors, 1,100 horsepower, and then the ability for us to, we've done a lot with the engineering and the control systems to make sure that we can put that power to the ground. But most importantly for us, you know, when we think about our role as a supercar, there's a lot of different ways that you can embody a supercar. Straight line performance, cornering, trackability. We really think of ours as canyon carving, right? That's our signature. We want you to be able to take the car out and really enjoy the balance and the connectedness that the vehicle has with the road and with the driver. So the core is there. Now, additional to that, we have a battery. The battery system in ours is of our own design. So we now design and manufacture our own battery packs in our facility. By 2027, we anticipate that we will have built about a gigawatt worth of batteries in our Moreno Valley facility. So it's not insignificant. We have little tilts to classic American automotive design. So the headlights are hideaway, like the old pop-up headlights of the 80s and 90s.
My Pontiac Fiero, for example.
Exactly. The spoiler is hidden. Our charge port is hidden. We want the surface to be sculptural and smooth and uninterrupted. But when technology is needed, when feature is needed, when additional aerodynamics is needed, it appears on demand. And we think that those you know, it's a kind of a classic. We used to say the term in Detroit all the time: surprise and delight features. So we don't want to inundate our customers with technology. My personal belief is where cars are today, we've lost the car, right? You get into a vehicle and you get this kind of stark, flat dashboard and a gigantic screen with buttons all over the place. But so now the infotainment is more important than the cabin experience. We're trying to go in the other direction. We want the technology to be there. We want it to be well appointed. But we don't want to overload you with it. We want it to show up when you want it.
Yeah, yeah. Make it more of a driver's car, and that makes a lot of sense.
That's exactly right.
You know, a lot of electrics are fast in a straight line. I mean, kind of mind-blowingly fast in a straight line. But then beyond that, they don't handle particularly well. They feel kind of odd. How do you get past that, and how are you going to get past that with the Kaveya?
Well, so one of the things is, you know, everyone has adopted the flat load floor skateboard kind of concept. We haven't. Ours is our battery pack actually sits in the tunnel of the car, so that puts the center of gravity not only low, but it's also in the middle, so we can control the stability of the car from a yaw and roll perspective.
And the driver sits next to it more so than on top of it, right? So.
Exactly. And so what we do, and then we extend that pack into what we'd call the trunk or area or the rear, as needed to maintain the balance of weight.
And when we come back, we will have more from Karma Automotive's Marcus McCammon, so stay with us. Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jack Niered with you. And let's continue our interview with Marcus McCammon of Karma Automotive.
There's some details in our aluminum space frame design that I can't give away just yet. But here's the secret sauce that I will give. It was important for me that we created a driver's car. So I went back and I said, you know, what in America was the best driver supercar that we've created over the past, 20 years? And to me, it was the Ford GT. So I hired the systems engineer and a vehicle dynamics engineer and the engineering manager from the Ford GT. And so those guys are actually running the team. So in addition to some of the things that we're doing architecturally, which they told me I'm not allowed to tell yet, and the position of the battery, the fact that the vehicle's low slung, has a very, very wide stance, and we have a lightweight aluminum space frame architecture. Those are the things that are going to help us to contribute to the driving performance. I could talk to you about our suspensions setup and how the A-arms are positioned, how we're approaching the half shaft design relative to the motor position. But again, they don't want me to give that away just yet because they feel like they've got some secret sauce.
What about this car excites you the most? What do you think is super cool about this versus so many of the competitors out there? Because a lot of people are trying to do what you're doing.
Well, to me, the thing that makes it exciting is the notion of balance. So I think that what we've done with the EV is we've gotten enamored with the novelty of having immediate torque, but we haven't tried to create a balanced car. So the thing that I told the team when I brought them in is, I don't, just straight line acceleration. So I could come and say, oh, I can do 0 to 60 in a second. That's actually useless. I mean, unless I'm driving an F1 car, the G forces on a normal driver or even someone who's moderately skilled, there's nothing left for me. It'll be disorienting. I won't have a sense of control. It's just something to brag about. So finding the right balance of a driving experience in an EV, I think that hasn't been done yet, in my personal opinion. And so I think that's an opportunity for us to unlock what I say is the real love affair with the car. I mean, I grew up, Lamborghini Countach, Di Tommaso. Yeah, I loved the exotic Italian cars, and the character. Each one of them had a different driving character. They had a different kind of. You had to understand the stability of the car differently. With what we do with EVs right now, outside of talking about the range and how fast I can go from 0 to 60, you don't hear anybody talk about the driving dynamics.
They all seem the same. As a guy who's driven so many of them, yeah, I can say absolutely you're
It's
right.
the same. Exactly. So I think the opportunity to reintroduce vehicle character, the connection between the driver and the car, and go back to a driver-centric vehicle experience. I think that that's what Karma is going to be able to do uniquely to the rest of the players in the
Right.
market.
So where can our listeners find out more about Karma and maybe find a Karma dealer for that matter?
Absolutely. So we have 23 Karma deals in North America, 21 in the US. So we invite people to come to karmaautomotive.com. Lots of information. We're on all the major social media, so Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, X, all that. But any of those places will provide you with lots of information about our company. And we also invite people to reach out. One of the things that we think that we have to do, if we're going to create a vehicle that plays in this segment of the market, we have to be intimate. We have to have direct contact, and the experience has to be exceptional in every manner. So we want people to talk to us, come visit, come see, come look and touch the product.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you put together a great team and you have a great vision for this company. And it's nice to see dreams
Thank
come
you.
true. I wish you nothing but success with this.
Thank you so much, Jack. I really appreciate it. I'm like I said, I'm loving it now. I'm actually out here doing test drives right now, so It doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, yeah. Literally, we caught you in the middle of a drive, so that's pretty cool. Marcus McCammon of Karma Automotive, thanks so much for being with us. We so appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Likewise. Thank you, Jack. It's good to talk to you.